In Northwest News from KPLU, DNA evidence is often the key element in proving that someone has been wrongfully convicted of murder or rape. And yet there's no requirement in Washington state that such evidence be preserved. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle says there are efforts to change that.
Laura Zarowski says the importance of having DNA evidence preserved can't be overstated. She works with the Innocence Project Northwest, which has gotten several people who were wrongfully convicted freed after proving their innocence through DNA. But she says there have been other cases where no DNA was saved and the person claiming their innocence was simply out of luck. She recently told lawmakers in Olympia, this is something we should all care about.
You know, every case of wrongful conviction is a case in which the actual perpetrator was not brought to justice.
In other words, the perpetrator is still out there committing other crimes. Zarowski was testifying on behalf of a DNA preservation bill the state legislature is considering. It would require that any DNA acquired during an investigation be kept as long as the person convicted of the felony was still serving his or her sentence. DNA would also have to be preserved in cold cases in hopes that more of them would be solved. This is something 35 states already require. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.